For Gray Man Media, that's Devin, that's Jesse, that's Austin, and I'm Nate. And this is Thoughts from the Mothership.
Cool.
Hi, guys.
How you liking that one?
The arrow's testing out a new intro there.
Ladies and gentlemen who are listening, be forewarned, this episode is in uncharted territory.
It's about to get real rowdy.
What I will say, though, is that we're all drinking some mighty fine liquid death mountain water. Jessica, please cut that to where it sounds nice.
I mean, I don't know how you want to do that.
That's not right.
Okay.
That's not right, bro.
It's good.
It tastes great.
That's what, I know. That's why I kind of enjoy their sparkling
water. It's
just
not right.
It's just weird having water in a can.
Yeah, it's super different.
I was actually, as soon as my mouth touched that can, I was expecting something else.
Yeah, no.
It was just straight, like, nothing.
That's great. At least it's good water.
So, it's wonderful.
It's so clean water. Oh, it actually doesn't taste like a damn thing.
Yeah.
Do you know why they put it in a can?
Because putting it in a can, number one, death to plastic, but putting it in a can will make it not taste like a damn thing.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, the plastic, I think glass, along with things like copper mugs and all that, partially dilute the flavor.
Yeah, that and, like, that. Why you think, like, I don't know. Let's say you forget that a bottle of water was in your car all summer, and then when it comes fall and winter time, when, oh, shit, this is kind of cold. You know, in the morning, you crack it open, you're just kind of thirsty, maybe hungover. Tastes kind of funky.
Makes sense. Yeah, it's in plastic.
Plastic, it kind of, like, gets into the water. That's why you don't reuse. Like, you can reuse plastic water bottles, I think, like, up to a certain amount of times before, you know, you start tasting that nasty plastic taste and you throw it out.
I've been using the same gallon of milk jug for water for, like, 3 months.
You should find a new jug.
You should probably change that out. Like, the next gallon that you know, of milk that you go through. Every time you do that, every time you go through a gallon of milk, right?
You get a big oof.
It's probably a good idea. Yeah. I'm not going to do it, but it's probably a good idea.
So can I start us off with a really...
structure in your life, homie.
Can I start us off with a not-so-fun question?
Sure.
If you were to get killed by an insect, like a poisonous like insect, like spiders, what the fuck ever, and you got to choose, though. You are going to die, but you got to choose which one killed you. How are you going out?
Whichever one killed you the fastest.
Yeah. My question, does it have to be a real one, or can I kind of make up one?
No, it has to be real.
No. I don't know bugs enough to know which one, like, are poisonous.
I want to be eaten alive by spiders.
Why? I don't even know spiders could do that. Well, I guess a big spider could.
Oh, yeah. Big spiders could definitely do that. Only problem is big spiders aren't poisonous, so they're actually just eating you alive.
You can't cut it. Nathaniel was talking.
I can cut it. It's okay. Interesting.
Just fuck everything you just said.
Is there a poisonous beetle?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'd rather do that because it's a weird thing to get poison from as a beetle. Someone says they poison from a spider. You're like, yeah, okay.
Makes sense. Scorpions too, though.
That's not a bug.
I said insect.
That's not an insect. It's because it's called it like an arthropod or something like that.
An arachnid?
Family.
It's still an insect.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm fairly certain
it's
that
it's part of the insect family.
Pretty sure scorpions are arachnids, right?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think they're arachnids.
No? They have six legs, dude.
Do they? I can't remember.
What they had four? I don't know.
I thought they had four per side.
That would be eight.
That would make it an arachnid.
Correct, but I don't think it. I don't think it has four.
I don't know.
How many legs does it get?
Are arachnids.
Yeah, I know my shit.
Of the order Scorpiones.
Sure.
How many legs has it got?
They have eight legs.
Fuck. I was wrong.
Easily recognized by the pair of grasping pedipals.
You don't say. You talking about them claw motherfucking things?
Yeah.
You know what else scorpions have that I automatically notice is different from a lot of bugs? That weird stinger thing at the back of it.
What the fuck's that? That's a thing that bees have, right?
The stinger? Yeah, something like that.
So,
but they're scary.
So I remember this brings me back because the Brazilian wandering spider can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
It's also used to treat erectile dysfunction.
Nice.
What?
It's a banana spider. I remember seeing it on 1,000 Ways to Die when I was a kid.
Wait, right? It can kill you, but it can also...
It's used to treat ED because it deals with like... what's the other one?
Blood flow?
Loss of muscle control. So when you can't get it up, right? You lose the law that you lose muscle control, like to that area. Mm-hmm. But with this bite, it does it on its own. Like it just like makes you twitch or you know whatever because of the venom. It's trying to paralyze you. So it gives you an erection, but they have an antidote that they put in you. Like it's like a mix or you know whatever, and it's used to treat ED. But yeah, it's number two on the list of most deadliest insects on the planet.
Imagine that's
the thing I'd want to die by. Though.
Imagine bro, not
I'd
being.
Wanna, I'd want to die going out fucking. Yeah,
just imagine not being able to get it up. Going to the doctor saying, "Hey, can you help me with this?" They're like, "Yeah." Go walk into that tank over there. There's gonna be a spider. Just let it bite you, and then we'll talk.
Yeah, right.
Then we'll take it from there.
Yeah. Give it about 10 minutes, and we'll, that way you're gonna be on the floor screaming. But
don't worry about that.
It's gonna be the longest 10 minutes of your life, but you will never have to worry about ED again.
Like, you signed that waiver, right?
your dick will be hard for the rest of your life.
I would not want that.
But they don't tell you. Like they tell you as you're like,
Wait, is your dick gonna be hard for the rest of your life? But is it gonna like be hit by the hormones?
Huh?
Are you gonna be horny, or is it just gonna be hard?
Probably just hard, I assume.
I'd assume, yeah.
Because hormones are the thing in a body.
But yeah, it's tropical South and Central America.
That's fucking crazy. There's some crazy ass animals or insects and shit.
It says no
life forms.
It says no specific number of deaths, but they are said to inject venom into 9 out of 10 of their bites.
So if they bite you nine out of ten times.
If they bite me 10 times, one of them those might not kill me.
Yeah, right.
Good fucking looking.
In a group of 10 people, one may live.
It says why you should be terrified. I said the wandering spider is known as the banana spider. The world's deadliest, most venomous spider in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Why do they call it banana spider? Is it like yellow or something?
Well, hold on. The Brazilian wandering spider is usually found lounging in homes, cats, or banana plants.
Okay. I do remember reading about that.
It fixes your banana.
Yeah, it does fix your... It gives you one back.
And so their venom's so deadly it can leave a person paralyzed with a loss of oxygen, resulting in death. Some of the known symptoms consist of breathing problems, loss of muscle control, inflammation, and intense pain.
Bro, they said the same shit about COVID.
Although all of these symptoms can lead to death or severe damage to the body, the venom of the spider has been studied to possibly be used as an erectile dysfunction treatment.
And then
the number one thing is the Asian giant hornet, and it leaves you like quarter-sized sting holes.
Nice.
What the
gives quarter-sized sting fuck? Holes? Yeah.
Fuck that.
Fuck all that.
I hope you like change, bro.
Oh shit, we're going through a queen shortage too. You're saying all we got to do is import these bitches?
Get stung, bro.
Fuck them murder hornets.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Bro, if we had half as many of the deadly shit that the rest of the world had, America would be fucked.
Yeah, because America's dumb enough to fuck with that shit.
People here are so dumb. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not talking about the general population. I'm talking about like
that's the one that is dumb.
Like, yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Those are the dummies.
Yeah.
An individual is really smart,
but when you get them together, dummies.
Ugh.
Dummies.
Ugh.
Hey, look.
Just look at the election.
All right. Does that need to be cut?
No, you just take Florida as the example for that.
Cut Florida.
Because you take some of them California out of Florida, they're fine.
The rest of America will be straight. Bugs Bunny this shit up.
California, the only reason why I'm not a big fan of them Westerns out there.
Them Westerns.
Yeah, we're them Southeasterns. All I'm
saying is there's a group of people living among us like they're one of us, and they're not.
Yeah, they're
All I'm saying is I'm for the wall as long as you build it around Louisiana.
If you're going to pay me high money to build it, I'll build it. That's all. I'll help. If you're going to pay me good money, I'll help.
Ladies and gentlemen, sticking to his guns, he is intolerant.
Let's just do it around about Alabama.
I will.
Leave Louisiana alone.
I will fucking lay some break, boy.
Oh my god.
Are we cutting this?
Or whatever.
I don't know.
We're not cutting anything. Yeah, no. No, this whole episode's getting released.
Loose cannon, bro. All
right.
Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. You're getting this uncut.
Rouge.
The uncut edition, bro. It's like porn.
Oh my god.
Uncut.
You would know something about porn.
Get it? Because some of them are uncircumcised.
get it? Penis?
Speaking of circumcision, I actually...
What? Yeah. I don't know if I want to have this conversation.
I was having a conversation with Eric Lynham earlier today.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know how the fuck we got on the subject. Unimportant. Doesn't matter. But he looked at me. He said he used to think circumcision was taken off the mushroom. I said, ow! No. Imagine bringing your son in.
Devin has left the table.
Imagine bringing your son in.
Just be like meat cleaver.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, he's got a
gone.
He's got 11 right now. I'm gonna need a little off the top.
We're gonna have to cut the. sorry, sir. We're gonna have to cut the ends of this hot dog.
Okay, actually, we're gonna segue out of that with that statement right there. God, all right, y'all are awful.
Ground all right,
so how come a pack of hot dogs is more than a pack of the buns?
Because it's meat as nutrition. Bread doesn't have any nutrition.
And it takes a lot longer to make the hot dogs.
Number wise.
Is that still true?
It's on some of them. Yeah, it's still true.
Yeah, it is. Because there's packs of 10.
I mean, I remember.
Yeah.
And there's the hot dogs only come in packs of 8 or 6.
I remember. What was that sometimes movie? More. What was the movie with. Continue.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Oh, cool. Why is that a thing? Like, who invented the sizing on those and said this is okay?
Father of the bride. He loses his shit in a fucking, like, Kroger or something because he's taking the buns out of the package. He's like, I don't know.
Oh, never seen that show or movie.
Devin's losing
We're watching
his
that
shit.
Tonight. That's happening tonight.
Devin's losing his Wait, shit.
Which movie is that?
Father of the Bride?
Yeah.
You saw that one?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to assume that Nathaniel hasn't seen it.
No, never.
It involves feeling, so it's not up his alley.
Oh, yeah. Nope.
LOL.
I mean, I'm
got him!
I'm not really cool with feelings either, but I mean, I'll indulge.
Fair enough.
I'll indulge.
You'll feelings. Get a feel for him?
On occasion, I'll get a feel for him, yeah.
You get a feel for feelings? I understand that that's what you all were doing, but I needed to say it.
Yeah.
He wakes up, he's like, yeah, today, you know, I'm okay with feelings. Like,
today, you know, what? I'll release a little bit of dopamine today.
Yeah, why not? You gotta treat yourself.
I might curve my mouth a little bit upwards.
Yeah. I might get a little workout in. Shit. I might do a rest day because frowning is a workout.
It does take more muscles to frown than smile.
Or get jacked.
Bro, I'm about to get ripped. Nobody talked to me for about a week. Yeah. I'm just gonna sit in the corner frowning. Y'all, you're gonna be surprised by what I look like.
I'll be so cut.
You'll probably look like a frowning Devin in a corner.
Your face will probably get stuck that way.
Yeah, but just imagine his jawline when he comes out.
Why do parents say that?
What?
When you like making a frowny face or a weird face, your parents are like, it's going to get stuck like that.
Because sometimes if you leave it for long enough, your muscles...
Why do we do half
long?
The shit we do to our kids?
But it's like, just how long would you actually have to leave your face that?
It takes a while. It's not like some crazy amount of time, but it does take a while.
What? Did you just say that actually can happen?
It can.
Okay, y'all keep having that conversation. I'm going to Google that one.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I've seen that on Google. Like, if you keep a face, like your muscle memory just resumes.
I mean, yeah, but how long?
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
You essentially have to restructure the way your muscles are working in your face.
Do you have a question for us?
I mean, we're...
Austin, what do you think about the color yellow?
I fucking hate yellow. Probably like the last color that I like.
The last color?
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
Like the worst color. I don't really. I'm stuck between green. Anything that has. Well, all right. Anything that has a color blue in it.
I do like blue.
Green, purple, blue.
Blue's not your favorite color because you like things with blue in it? What?
Do we want the science and health
I don't
answer,
know.
Or do we want the
facts,
Reddit answer?
Facts.
Reddit.
Reddit's fact, right?
Facts, bro.
Reddit's always correct.
Facts. Right. Who is that?
There's a fly in here.
If I make an ugly face, will my face really get stuck that way? If so, why? The answer from the Flickosaurus...
Oh, what a reliable story. I remember him. He's got a doctorate in science,
little,
right?
His little tag there is anus scientist. So here's the here is the fact.
That bro, he's
yes, because of muscle memory in your face as well as the super glue that those salty...
Finish it. Finish it.
that those salty about your face apply. I know because my face is in a perpetual state of neener neener. That repeats for a few times.
I'm fucking love it.
The actual answer, the answer, it turns out, is no. Your face will not get stuck in a position you voluntarily put it in. But it could if you have a condition, a pre-existing condition.
Or say neener.
Is that like a joke or something, or is that just it's just funny? Yeah, okay, because I wasn't. It was funny to me, but I was like, "What is that?"
I have no idea though.
It might be a Reddit joke that we just don't know about.
It's hard, dude.
Has anybody here understand Reddit?
Big Papa Porter about that one.
I've been doing it for like 3 years, and I get maybe 45% of it.
Trying to understand you don't.
I keep getting on Reddit to try to understand. I can't understand anything.
A lot of it is callbacks to stuff that got famous on Reddit years ago. And if you weren't there, you just.
I usually use it for like if I'm searching up like okay what's my like why is my car making this noise right?
That'd yeah, those
great
are good
place to do that
because you have like so Reddit, many people you know? That might
or like it, and it'll pop up too. It'll be like okay, here's a question, and be like my exact question, and then I'll see like it has 14 answers. I'm like bet.
You know. And then yeah, just go with the answer that's most popular.
Exactly. Yeah. And be like, okay, that might be it. Then I'll venture
check that,
venture into that.
If that's not it, then you go back to the post. Like, what was the other things people were saying?
Well, I mean, if it's not that, then I mean, I've got a good, I don't know.
Yeah.
Some form of mechanical aptitude. Like, if it's making a noise and it's not this, and
that's why you ask Reddit.
Yeah. Well,
because of your mechanical aptitude.
I get a starting point. I get a starting point. And then I'm like, okay, that makes sense. And then I go and base it off of things around that.
Did you say base?
Yeah. Base. Yeah, you're all about fucking base.
Oh, yeah.
Is her name what? Megan Trainor?
All about that base.
I think that's Megan Trainor. Okay, so Austin
moving
is being
on.
Extra.
And yes, that is Megan Trainor.
Okay, I got the name right.
Yeah.
Austin.
He's on seat 3?
He's on seat 3, yes.
Cool.
I'm 2, he's 3.
Cool, if I need to, I know what to do.
She's definitely on that treble now.
Yeah, but you do know all I have to do is just talk loud enough.
Oh my God.
I can reach everybody's mic.
You guys are fucking jacked.
I hate you.
Why do people say an alarm is going off when it's actually turning on?
Because it's going off. Same reason that we start going off when something pisses us the fuck off. I'd be pretty fucking mad too if someone woke me up and programmed me to get out of bed at 7 in the fucking morning.
Enough to death threat it?
No.
Straight face, no.
That was something funny Marcus told me one time. He's like, starting your car up in the winter, you got to let it sit there for a second, you know. Otherwise, letting it sit. He was using it as a metaphor for a human. Let me get through it, and you'll understand.
Okay. So what he's saying is, shut the fuck up and let him finish.
If you turn,
suck my nuts.
If you turn the car on in the cold and then just immediately start, you know, driving, he's like, dude, I'd be pissed as fuck if somebody got on top of me in the morning and then walked me out into the cold and made me start running. Thanks, Marcus. thanks for that great piece of wisdom you've given me. I will use it wisely.
That great picture that will forever be in your head.
My whole Skittles.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. Oil checks. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we're talking about Marcus stories.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck, he's a character.
What's another Marcus story you guys got?
Dick in the face.
Marcus!
No.
Why don't you call him?
Turn that down real quick. We're going to schedule an interview with him at one point if we can.
It would be super cool. It would
be really cool.
I'd enjoy the fuck out of that. Him and Brett are pretty much the only two bosses that I think I've... I don't know, Ben Prince, but I don't know. I haven't talked to him in so long. Anybody got any bosses you guys would interview?
No.
That I would interview?
That out? No.
I might interview one to get him finally locked up for pedophilia, but.
Are you talking about Todd?
Where, no names are going to be said.
It's the first boss I ever had at the first Egg and Shake I ever worked. That dude was. he's the reason I left that store. Right. I was 16 and now.
Moving on.
But no.
Moving on to better, bigger and better things.
Yes. Guys, do you remember that map that we had for the episode? Does anybody know where that went? Because this definitely isn't it. This is Nathaniel's map.
Hey, I'm still important. I mean,
it's still
right?
a map, ain't it?
Right?
Shit.
The map. Right?
Beggars can't be choosers, okay, small fucker.
I'm still important.
I'm reading it. I'm reading it.
All right.
It
says, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It says, what's your favorite soda?
Dr. Pepper.
Well, that's the exact same answer Nathaniel gave.
McDonald's Sprite.
Specifically, it has to be.
Yeah, McDonald's Sprite is the crispest Sprite I've ever
had. Bro, it can boil chicken. It can boil stuff, bro. And I honestly, I don't even like boiled chicken, but it can boil, like...
I don't even know what that all means at all.
The Sprite is so carbonated that it will boil food.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Have you tried chugging it? Have you tried opening the lid? Like, oh shit, all right. I've done that before.
Just down it, yeah.
Someone was like, bro, why don't you go ahead and chug that? I said, fuck it.
If I'm ever in Atlanta again, chug, I swear to God, I'm going to the Coca-Cola factory. I want to taste it right then and there.
Right then,
right then and there.
Off the,
when they first fucking carbonate, I want it. I'll probably die.
Yeah. I wonder if you can do that.
They give tours of the factory. Like, I don't know about that, but
I wonder if you can ask for a first taste.
Straight out the tap, bro.
They probably give you one.
At the very least, whatever the product is that they're selling hasn't traveled anywhere, so it's at
the
least
freshest Coca-Cola
that you can get.
Yeah.
Unless you're like a head person that works there, in which case you probably can't
I'm sure you can go straight to the machine with a cup and be like,
No, just bring a shot glass.
They probably have the original recipe with the cocaine still in.
Bro, yeah, they probably have that shit underneath their desk.
Can we confiscate that for science purposes?
They're probably like, here, hold on.
So according to their lawyers, they're going to be like, nope, we destroyed that years ago.
You're like, huh, that's crazy.
But I remember it.
You should lock that up real quick. Hide that.
Bro, Plankton's trying to get that recipe, bro.
Fuck a Krabby Patty secret for me.
Yeah, bro, I'm trying to get that Coke.
Just wait until we kick this into maximum overdrive.
Hey, bro.
That's why our grandparents were able to walk both hills uphill.
Hey, I'm gonna get you a cane that looks like a bottle of Coke. So you can call it cocaine.
They walked up one hill with the other on their back.
Yeah.
You're forgetting the lava sharks that they had to fight.
I did forget the lava sharks in the middle of a blizzard.
Shark Boy and Lava Girl?
And dinosaurs.
Aren't they making another one of those? I can't remember.
Who? Shark Girl and Lava Boy?
You said that wrong.
I don't think so.
It's got to be inclusive, guys. Yeah. It's got to be inclusive.
Shark Girl and Lava Boy.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Shark Baby and
Sharks,
and Lava Nuts.
Lava Sharks.
I don't think
lava.
Austin knows what he's talking about.
Sharks. Megalodon.
Wait till you see my Megalodon.
Again, sorry for you listeners. This is an interesting podcast we're going about now.
No, we're not sorry. You're welcome.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not ashamed.
I'm not.
God damn it. Redacted. Thank you, Nick. I couldn't have said it better than myself.
Just wait until wait until we get to the point we can just hire him to sit in a corner and say that when we need it.
Yeah, right. He'll just say it like as soon as whenever he sees fit. I was like,
redacted.
Redacted.
Oh my god. Be funny as fuck.
Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for your favorite part of the podcast that we do every single week. I'm going to take a shot.
So fucked that.
You fucked it so hard.
He can't even take the shot.
He can't. He's about to fucking spit his. He's all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
I'm about to be jacked up on
Mountain Dew.
It's not Jack.
Wild Turkey. That's
101.
102. If I can isolate that audio in post, I'm doing it.
How long have we been recording? Oh, we're so close. How long was the pre-show? Does anybody know? Does anybody know?
It's probably like 10
probably
minutes.
10, 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes, 60 minutes, 70 minutes.
80 minutes, 90 minutes, 100 minutes.
That's my literal hell. The episode hasn't started and it never does. It just keeps starting.
What's your
over.
Definition of now?
Over.
Now?
What? Do you mean now or when you said it? Exactly. This shit's moving.
This is the question.
The moment that you're in.
So are you counting? You're talking about now.
You talking about right now or just then?
Then for
that's
you, when does the future start for you?
I mean, that's
is
the
it
past.
10 seconds just, ahead.
I will describe to you minute. Exactly what now is.
Like now there's, is like, this is now.
There's
like
a moment.
Water now.
There's a moment. It's in the future. It's coming up.
Oh, it's
almost not yet. Here it is. Oh, it's gone. Yeah. It's
unless, unless you take time by the moments.
That's what I'm saying. Like now is like I'm now drinking water. Like
yeah, that's an active thing that's happening.
So when does the term future begin in your head? A minute from now, 10 seconds from now, or like
the scientific definition, which is a second from now, from that just happened and now it's gone again.
Yeah.
Now
is the literal.
Now
is the literal moment that you are in. Like there, now is always there.
Everything is either
it's
in
always
the, everything
now.
Is either in the recent past,
which is really
or the
funny
because
now is always in the moment, but it's also always. In
there's
past.
No now. There's no now.
Okay,
there's
George
no
Carlin.
Now.
Right.
There's no now.
He is an amazing comedian. Next. Love that guy.
Next. Should next. We talk about cats next?
Next.
We can talk about cats.
Next.
Austin has a cat.
Next. Next. I'd actually don't have a cat.
Do you actually
have a dog? Let me get my dog over there real quick, and my dog will. Yeah, I'm not going to have a cat.
Then there really won't be a cat.
My dog will tear the head off that cat.
This is something I actually thought about a couple weeks ago, and I just reread it again. I was like, makes sense. Jesus. I just had the shivers.
I forgot my phone was underneath my nuts.
Give me a nice little vibrate.
Scared the shit out of me.
All right. The question is, do you ever actually do good deeds? Because yes. Doing good deeds makes you feel good, so it's actually selfish for doing it.
Bro, watch.
So do you ever actually do good or selfless deeds? Is it possible?
Oh, no, yeah. It's.
I mean,
I do good deeds. I mean, I just, sometimes I don't realize that I'm doing them.
I think that you know I'm saying? Like, if it means more to them than it will me, then yeah.
You count that as
I do it for a living. Like, that's, I deliver parts. And I run and I go get
them
drinks.
That's not good deeds. That's your job.
No, but what I'm saying is, regardless, it's a good deed. My job description is only to give them their parts, not to go get them drinks, not to go get them all that other shit. Like, I don't.
But why are you doing that?
Because I don't give a fuck. I'm out there to provide for them. Like, I'm not trying to be like, oh yeah, no, I feel great. No, it's I'm there.
You
to
also don't want
a
complaint
them.
On you. Or no, you don't want them
I don't
mad
ever
at
get
you.
I don't ever get complaints. Like, even if I was to just drop the material and leave and not. BS around like for 5-10 minutes with everybody kind of.
Austin, you know, you're such a great guy.
But
such a good guy.
I'm not always good, bro. There's a shit ton of bad, but that. But yeah, I'll go and I'll help out. Like I don't know. Fuck you. There's
you,
been times where Devin's needed help at Cardinal Town. I went down there and helped him. I didn't really want to go down there, but I did it.
Are you asking if I'm a good person or if I do good deeds?
Do you think doing good deeds is possible? Because doing a good deed is going to make you feel better, or you're going to get, like, you're not going to get a complaint from it, or somebody's going to look better at you for it. Do you think it's possible to do good deeds?
I think it's possible to do good deeds, whereas I myself, more along the lines of just make personal and self-sacrifice.
Yeah, like, I don't count them as good deeds, but
yeah, I do a lot of, even though I don't want to do something or it will take time away from something that I'm doing for myself, I'll put it on hold and hurt my own time to make sure they've got better time. So I don't know if I would consider that a good deed or just self-sacrifice.
I think they're one of the same. That makes sense. Devin is over here writing little faces on
Devin is over here fucked up in his own. He's so tired. He's so hungry. He's so fucking.
He's not hungry. I fed the fuck out of you.
Yeah, no, you fed the fuck out of me. I fucking ate.
Four fucking bowls.
Five.
It was five. He ate a lot. Jesus. He liked,
yeah, it was
hey, those were like the best mashed potatoes I made in a while, too. Oh, they were so fucking good.
Real quick. And the biscuit. And the biscuit.
That's like look the at, best part of that, too.
That crack of the can's like looking forward to the lighter flick. Of, Like Lil Wayne's lighter flick and before his song dropped.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Didn't he have that like on most of beginning? Pretty or much.
Yeah, it was on like the yeah. It's on a lot of his shit. I don't know if he does it anymore.
I'm not a hundred. I've not listened to his newest album enough to tell you.
Honestly, I don't really listen to a lot of the shit that I used to listen to anymore.
Fair enough.
As you grow up, if everyone's in general, I feel like is like.
Well, yeah, that. I mean, I'll still listen to like some of the stuff that I used to, and like, I don't know, I still enjoy it. It's just a lot of the time,
what the fuck
like,
are you doing over there?
At work?
Devin's giggling. Even, everyone,
I know it sounds crazy, but I won't even listen to music while I drive.
You're fucking psycho.
But that's just but it's because like when Taylor's in the car, she's got her phone hooked up to Bluetooth.
Baby,
so, and on her phone and shit, so we don't even get the.
Oh, okay.
We don't need to talk about the pregnancy.
But in that case, like, you're still listening to music. Like, have you ever just sat in a car with nothing and just drove?
Yeah. That's literally what I do.
Yeah, when I have a really bad day.
That's literally his job. Like, it's not in his job description, but that's literally his job.
He's going out of his way for the people on the road.
Because sometimes Taylor's phone's not connected, and she's back there listening.
I mean,
in that case, you're still listening to something.
I like it when my glass doesn't vibrate on my moving car.
Wait, what?
Oh, Austin refuses to get in a vehicle where the glass does not warp.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'm aware.
Do you not know?
I'm so confused.
Oh, well, we'll let Austin explain.
Yeah, Austin.
Wait, I want to hear this.
The sound is so loud in his car.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That
yeah.
His glass is doing the
Austin's
wave.
That motherfucker you can hear from a mile away coming up
this
behind
motherfucker
you.
Really does take being a shark to heart. Like, he's got to have the windows looking like waves.
I thought you were going to go another way. I was about to say, whoa.
Oh, God.
I don't know what that way is.
I thought you were going to say, this motherfucker really takes being a shark to heart. He's walking around like a predator. I was like, whoa. Wow. Whoa.
That had nothing to do with anything I said. Wow.
You said shark. I thought predator. King of the ocean, guys, yada yada.
Nate is definitely a sexual predator.
Did I tell you guys about my friend that worked at the zoo?
Redacted. No.
His literal job was to circumcise the elephants. The pay,
that's a thing they do.
The pay was bad, but the tips were huge.
Oh, fuck. I hate you for that.
Just take a little off the top.
Redacted.
I almost believe that, too. I almost believe that. I was like, what?
Jessica's so gullible.
Oh, I'm not, though. That was like, yes, you are. Maybe.
You're like, what? Nuh-uh.
I'm not, Wesley.
You're like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Believing that there's Velociraptor still
alive.
Whole lot
of shade over here. Whole lot of shade. It's a good thing Wesley doesn't listen to our episodes.
Yeah, you know for a fact that motherfucker doesn't.
I don't know that for sure. I'm taking a guess here.
You might. Guess.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like Michael was like, yeah, I listened to your, I listened to your stuff, and like there was nothing dropped yet. Like,
he's like,
dude, I've been listening, bro.
I've been listening,
it's pretty good.
I've been listening on my breaks and stuff. Like, yeah, that's cool, man. Thanks.
Haven't released episode one yet at all.
You know what? He was trying to support us.
Yeah. He was just trying to be nice. Whoever invented autocorrect can go burn in hello.
What the duck?
Michael was trying to do a good deed.
Yeah.
It's not part of his job description.
He was going out of his way.
You piece of shot. Oh
what if that was like a card? You know how we did cards for the Crucible? Mm-hmm. What if that was a card that Austin had to talk and autocorrect the whole thought?
Holy shit, that would have been a good one. That would have been really
shot,
good.
That would have been a good one.
Cool. Every time you cuss, you have to autocorrect it.
Like, what the truck? Like, what the duck? Like, I would have so fucked that up.
That would have been funny as fuck, though.
It would have probably been worse.
He would have been walking around. He's like, what the truck? This is Ace.
I was really lonely the other day.
Oh, God.
So I made a friend out of bread. I guess I really needed somebody.
Lame.
I fucking hate you. You're so... Oh, my God.
Can we get another question?
That's worse than Christina.
I got you. I have a question.
Puns, I have an answer.
Would you rather lose all your memories or never be able to make new ones?
I would lose every memory I've ever had.
But you'd never remember them as you make them, but you'd still rather
I would rather the opportunity to recreate something. instead of just be stuck in something.
So
I have.
Regardless, you're losing memories. So it doesn't matter which one you pick.
So either I get to.
Yeah, but you either lose the person you could become or lose who you were.
So if you lost all of your memories, let's say you stopped remembering today. Mm-hmm. It is 2050 and you look out and there's like some brand new shit, right? Like the world is literally different.
Does that mean you wake up and you don't remember anything every
day? Exactly.
You remember who you are and like your family, but like the fact that you guys went on family trip last year or like Christmas times, like you wouldn't remember the those kind of memories.
Then you wake up to a fucking brand new God blessed world out there.
Where like you have to do like the specific thing of events otherwise you fucking die. Yeah, and you wake up and you're like,
what is this, Adam Sandler's 50 first dates? Fuck no.
No, not doing it.
No, I refuse to answer.
Yeah, because either I get to remember my boys as babies, or I
don't remember them.
Or I don't
at
get
all.
To see them grow up. No, that's a shit. I don't know.
What kind of fucked up bullshit is that? Okay, so
the start
you lose.
Of the movie.
You either lose or gain all of your memories from before, or you lose or gain all of your memories from the future.
Nate, what would you choose?
Yeah, I said I would lose everything I've had up to this point. I'd rather have the ability to have a future
start
and create
fresh.
A future
what
for
about
myself.
You?
I'd rather start fresh.
Okay, but then
well, fuck me, I guess.
Yeah, right. What if you lost feelings for your husband and then you were like, who the fuck are these kids, right? Come on now. You're like, those are your kids. Bitch, I ain't got no kids.
DNA test.
But then you'd be like, but it's I don't remember
that shit.
But
then the next day
shit.
You don't remember.
Exactly. Then
no, you remember the ones
again.
From the future. You just don't remember the ones
no,
in the past.
Up until the point that you turn 26, you lose like 26 years.
Yeah.
And then you start remembering
yes.
everything.
Yes. Oh. You can remember everything
okay,
ahead
that
of that.
Changes it a little.
I'd rather
remember the future and like
still,
start
though.
Refresh. As opposed
because,
to
I mean, no one said you're winning in this scenario.
You're not winning.
But you would literally fuck. But
lose.
But you would literally fuck up. Either way, your future or you'd fuck your future up regardless.
Yeah, or you can make it better.
How? Because if you got car payments, if you got this and that, like if you now you don't know how to do your job.
Well, within a month,
car payment
within a month
is,
I'll be calling you.
No, but
hey,
but,
your
but
car
what
payment's
if you're,
overdue. Pff, I don't
no,
know what the fuck
no,
you're talking
no,
about.
No, no, no. What if you're running a business? You know, you just don't know how to run your business anymore. Now you're fucked. Fuck
for
that.
For the people who own businesses, do you own a business also?
No, but
I'm asking you personally.
Okay.
Get fucked.
Okay.
I'm just asking, like, as you personally, so, in your life, where you stand.
So, I forget how to do all of the functions that I've ever done in my life. No, thank you.
Humanly yeah, functions, like, you just don't know how to drink water and,
no,
like, go to the bathroom.
No, you lose all your memories. You don't remember how doing that. You don't have
Do anything. You remember do being you, taught to drink water?
To go take a shit? Do you remember how to do that?
Some
or
might.
You don't remember being taught that. It's just something you learn.
But you don't know, you don't remember ever going to a toilet, therefore you don't know what the fuck a
Do
toilet is.
Do you remember
is.
Touching fire the first time, realizing it's hot?
You have to re-experience everything if you lost everything.
No, because those are just
But
instincts.
I'd rather re-experience
are these,
Devin, it
are
than never be.
These people stupid? I think these people are Gen Pop.
I think you're just not understanding.
these are general population.
Fuck everything you just said, but that was a very funny joke.
I would rather be able to re-experience it than never be able to experience
it. I understand
what
you guys
today.
Are saying.
I don't know. You now have to remember, or now you have to relearn how to drive.
Plus, I'm losing less than any of you guys, so yeah, I'm fine
you.
With this.
That's sure too.
I mean, I guess if like I had to choose, I'd lose everything up to this point now. But if you asked me when I was 50, nah, bitch, you fuck yourself.
What genre? Is national anthems country music?
Are you gonna have anything productive to say on this podcast?
I'm giving the people what they want, and that's another shot for Devin.
Oh God! What's something you all would do, like a job, a without bar? Getting paid for it? Something you just you're passionate enough to do it without getting paid for?
A podcast.
I guess that's my answer also.
Come on, guys. Legit
I mean, this is working.
You can make money doing anything. Nothing has to be anything you make money at is a job.
That wasn't the question, though.
No, the question was,
even
what
if you
is
could make money, would you do it for free?
Yeah.
A job that you would do for free.
Okay.
What's a job you'd do for free? Like, you're just passionate enough to do it.
Well, Thomas, I guess you got finally what you wanted. You're about to be on the podcast.
There you go. I think a job I would love to
What's
be
What's up, Thomas?
A
what can I do for you?
Hey, boss. With the labor thing we were talking about last night, when I send APM numbers, should I be doing labor from the POS or from the Aloha?
You should never pull labor from POS anymore because of Jessica True's hourly not showing up. Cool.
All right, doing it. Thank you.
Hey, hey, Thomas, real quick, Thomas.
How you doing today?
Welcome to the podcast.
I'm busy. Love you.
Yes.
So are we. I hope he listens and I hope he hears that.
If he doesn't listen, I'm going to kick his ass.
Just clip it. Just record this part of audio on your phone and be like, here you go.
Oh, no, he's got to listen to the whole thing. Be like, you were on this podcast. It'd be
at like 56 to 57 minutes. So, or just mark that down in your calendars.
That's funny as fuck. I'm busy. I don't know why.
Next question.
One more.
I'm running out of questions I can think of right now.
If having sex for money makes you a whore, then having sex for free makes you a nonprofit organization.
Are you on like a dad's jokes?
No,
or something?
These are all off the top.
All right. What was that?
All right. Do we have control over technology, or does technology have control over
technology us? Technology definitely has control over us. We rely on it too much.
It's true.
I mean, you can't.
That's the easy answer.
You can't go pull out money without clicking on a machine.
You can go to the bank teller.
But they still have to go.
I guess they used to use computers and shit. Never mind. Yeah.
It's just. But technology can even be a pencil. Like, it depends on what you mean by technology. Do you mean electronics?
That's what I was thinking.
I think it's more on this. I think
it's
Nate weigh in.
It's on the spectrum.
It's a half and half because we use it to benefit us, but.
Do you think all of civilization could go back to without technology and figure it out?
I think there would be mass mayhem and planet-wide panic.
But do you think that eventually
that
they
is would
why be
we
okay?
own guns?
Is that do you think they would
guns
eventually
are a
be
technology?
Okay, though? Ooh.
If all electronics,
ooh, he's right
honestly,
there.
No.
It's a mechanic. It's mechanical.
If everything was mechanical, the process would take a lot longer, but I think everybody would end up being all right.
It'd take a couple generations, but I think eventually they could get on their feet.
No. I think it would probably maybe even take a decade.
You think only a decade?
I think only a decade. I think everybody could calm back down because you got to think about the benefits. Your identity can't get stolen.
But at the same time, you can't reach everybody with the same message. Like, all right, this is what we're going to do. You have to physically go to each city, each town, get people together. And
yeah, but you've also got to think after one decade, that's enough time to, like, let's say even have a kid and raise them in that world. So by that point, you should be able to either adapt decently or you're going to get knocked out by the generation that does adapt.
The kids coming into won't ever know any different. The people that are already in it will. I think it would probably take 10. I don't think it would happen immediately. I think there would still be some resistance at 10 years, but I think
you think by 20 they would all be pretty self-sufficient by 20?
I think by 10, 15 years it would go from like mass chaos from like year 3, right? Like 1 to 3 would be like mass chaos. People are just like trying to loot cuz it takes too long, you know.
And does that make sense?
What about you, Devin? Stealing and stuff would definitely go back up, too, because you don't have cameras. You don't have, and shooting, like, you would be able to get away with a lot more.
Because even if people are like, we still got to use money, everyone's like, their money's in the bank, so everyone's just going to have to go steal what they need to literally live.
Our people, right, from...
Who's our people?
I'm talking... well, let me finish. The pre... What the... Stop, Taylor. The people who were there and had experienced technology already versus the people who don't, the people who have would be a lot more aggressive. Like they'd be able to be like, oh shit, I can go rob this bank, right, and be able to get away with it a lot faster and a lot better than I would.
That's not true. Because that's not true to a point because you'd have to be able to get inside the vault, which is electronically locked.
But there's no electronics.
That's true.
But that doesn't mean that it'll unlock. It could shut off while it's locked.
But also, can I throw this out there?
But no, like, there's no, like, we just take electronics out. No cars.
So you couldn't have a mechanical? Or are we taking mechanics out?
Too? No. You can have mechanical.
But
you've also got
it.
Torches and stuff too, right? Like we've still got our high power torches.
Well, I have something to add.
That's mechanical.
Because you're saying,
right? But what I'm saying is there would be no recordings to be like, oh, that was definitely this guy. There's no fingerprints. You could go out and kill somebody and get away with it.
Yeah, but the ones that'd be more adaptable are the ones that were not already relying on electronics. People who are relying on electronics are going to be a lot of the more victim ones because they're not prepared to handle the world
without it. But what I'm saying is you've got the crazy nut jobs that'll, bro, I can now go kill this person or I can go steal this money or I can do these things, right, versus these people. They're going to be a lot more aggressive versus the people who are going in trying to live without it already.
Devin, you weigh in.
I just want everybody to know.
No, no, really, we don't accept that answer.
I just want everybody to know.
We don't accept that answer. We don't accept that answer. It's a bullshit answer. We don't accept it. No. Bad Devin.
Okay. Devin. You know what? I got something. Devin, you'll like this too. It's okay. If you had to be in a debate and you are defending flat earthers, what is your defense?
I'm defending them?
Yes, they're free. They're free to their own opinion, even if they're wrong.
But you're on the debate trying to make sure your debate wins. What's your debate?
Definitely. No way.
Shit. All right.
Hey, Austin, ask who you're texting.
Dalen's asking if my dog needs to be fed.
No, I'm saying you should ask who you're texting the question.
All right,
then you answer the question.
What?
You are on a debate team. You're debating flat earthers. You are like their teammate. How are you defending and what's your argument to try to win this debate?
How I end that argument as I go to the other team.
What?
That wasn't an option.
You say you just leave and walk to the other team.
Yeah, and bribe them off.
Bribery.
My debate, have you guys ever seen it? Have y'all actually visually seen the glow?
That's the debate now, and the answer is yes.
No, have you yourself been to space?
Yes.
Have you poured through the data?
Yourself.
Hey, I have through drugs, okay, and I can tell you that the Earth is not flat.
No, you've been to Andromeda and back on them drugs.
Yeah, I've been to galaxies far, far away, bro.
What are you talking about?
I seen Jar Jar Binks.
Austin quit smoking like 2 months ago, remember?
No, that was 2 years ago for one.
Shut up. First of all.
Due to quarantine, I will be only telling inside jokes from now on.
Fuck off. God, I hate you worse than Christina right now. Come on.
Yeah, man, that's a lot of hate, Devin. Nobody likes her.
I'm talking about her puns, her little fucking, her little jokes. That
didn't want to be rhyming into you.
Do bubbles have colors?
All right, I'm leaving. Bubbles have colors? No.
Do they? Are they white? Because they look kind of white.
They're clear. Light that passes through a clear, like, you know.
You think they're entirely clear? There's no color in it?
The soap refracts the light, and it gives that a color. No, it's refract.
You were trying to say refract. I thought you were trying to say it
takes light in.
It's refraction. Yeah, I know what I said. Yeah, I've had three shots, not 30.
I thought you were trying to say reflect.
Nope.
Nate,
I was using the scientific.
Some of us have an education. He might not have a whole lot of
I was going to say, that's not me.
he's definitely got something of an education.
You're absolutely right. I am so sorry that I did not get the chance to go to public
school. Please bow down to the public school education system. Please.
I apologize. That was my choice.
He had computer lab. All right.
I don't even know what that means, but okay.
You're right, because we didn't get the choice. That was our choice we chose not to make.
I wanted to. I begged.
It was our choice. We're at fault.
Do you know?
Oh, my God.
This is a joke, but it might be an interesting conversation. Do you know what the least spoken language is?
The least?
Mm-hmm.
Is it one that like we would know, or is it some crazy one?
Is it something that's
debate?
Common or
okay?
Would you want us to debate?
What do you think? If you had to take a stab,
I don't know. No one talks about it.
Shh. You're on the right track, so shut up.
I fucking love it.
What do you think it is, Austin?
The least spoken. I know.
Well, then be quiet.
I know. I think I know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
What about you?
Sign language.
Sign language.
Fuck!
It took me a second, but I got it too. I was like, oh, yeah.
You took my joke.
You fucking broke back, neck bent, baby. Hey, back.
That'd be a really cool episode. We could do the whole episode in sign language.
That would be pretty fucking cool.
No video. We can't video it though. No. We have to give the listeners what they want.
Yeah.
Like give like subtitles to like the pop up subtitles.
All we gotta do is be really hard with it. Like,
bam.
This is something I've always wondered. Then going on to that type of thing, why do drive through ATMs have fucking Braille sometimes? Seen Braille because on a fucking passenger? ATM.
The little bumps.
The passenger.
What's the passenger going to do? Reach all the way over?
At Plainview.
No, I'm talking about people in the back seat. Like you've got, Dalen's mom. She takes people out that are disabled.
Okay.
Older folks or whatever. She takes them out for quote unquote field days, right? Takes them out to lunch.
Okay.
Or if they have money. Sometimes they don't have the cash. Sometimes they sit in the back seat. So she can roll the window down and. That's what it's
instead
there
of just
for.
Giving the card to like the driver.
Yes, because you don't want their information.
I guess. Okay, that actually answers the question because I've always been so fucking confused
so
by that.
Because sometimes when the driver can't see, they need to be able to figure out what's going on at the ATM.
Yeah,
because
down in that the little reflectors on the side of the road, that's Braille.
Okay, is that what that is?
So, and the curb, that's also
when you feel it, yeah.
That's what the guardrail is for. As soon as you're on the guardrail and you hear the screeching, you're like, oh shit, I'm too far to the right.
hitting the curb at 60 on the left, need to go to the right.
If you hear honking, that's like, we gotta go the other way.
Nate, you know a little bit about IT, right?
You can also walk up to an ATM.
Yeah, like IT.
Like information technology?
Yeah.
Not a lot.
So, how do you typically make a motherboard? You just tell her about your job.
I hate you.
I'm leaving
so much right now.
I'm leaving.
You would know.
Yeah, my job's not super interesting. Sometimes cool stuff happens.
Service industry is always interesting. There's always some crazy.
Devin, do us all.
You're
things.
A succulent ass bitch, aren't you? I bet you the type of motherfucker likes succulents.
The fuck. Wait, what's a succulent again?
It's a fucking flower.
It's a cactus.
It is a cactus.
Oh, it'll quench you. It's the quenchiest.
Oh, yeah, that was a succulent.
It is a giant
it's
floating
a plant.
Mushroom.
And you're over here like, I like the smell of flowers. I like floral. Don't even know what a succulent is.
Why do you hate me?
I don't know, just because.
It's all right, I hate me too.
Oh, succulent ass bitch.
Devin, put your phone down. You're not allowed to talk. I can tell.
I can hear you. It's okay.
All right. Next question.
Does truth exist or is it all subjective?
It's all subjective.
It has to be subjective.
The truth is subjective? There's no such thing as
actual truth?
Other
than like a video camera.
What do you mean?
Well, a video camera is going to tell the actual, how it happened exactly. It's not
so,
going
to so
tell
your
it
questions need
eyes.
To be not so vague.
Hmm?
Because he just like got a loophole.
Austin.
The truth.
If you don't like, if your girlfriend doesn't like fruit jokes, you need to tell her to let her man go.
Oh my god! No, like even like science stuff. Is it actually true, or is it just the way we've learned it, and that's what we think is true? That's the question.
Are you asking about history? Because history is decided by the
sector. Well, history, yeah. But I'm saying like even science. Like this seems this is correct. This is how it always happens.
Right,
or is that just
did Jesus
us
walk
subjected
the earth?
To it?
Did Jesus walk the earth?
In my opinion, no. But in other people's opinion, that's 100%.
Therefore,
yes.
The truth is not
in science.
That's saying science. Like, though.
In science, if multiple teams can recreate an exact experiment and get the exact results independently, it is arguably
that's,
the truth.
That's considered the truth, not just the way we've subjected it to.
We need to air to breathe. That's the truth. Like it depends on like what you're talking about. It turns out
we don't.
But air does oxidize you.
Wait, what?
Iron?
Oxygen oxidizes. All right, so
oxygenate?
No.
Wait, what?
So oxidizing is the process things rust.
Yeah.
Right?
Metal gets oxidized and
bro, I hope your lungs aren't oxidizing, bro.
But let me figure this out real quick. Hold on.
He's having headphone issues.
All right. So
Nathaniel's making
look,
out with the microphone.
The new Ford trucks.
Okay.
What about
Ford
the new Tesla trucks?
Fuck you. The new Ford
talk
trucks.
To me about
shut
them.
Up.
The talk
new
to
Ford,
me about them.
The new Ford truck. Talk I don't even know me. Anything about those motherfuckers. So the new Ford trucks are aluminum.
Foil?
Shut up.
Oh my god.
They're aluminum.
Riddle wrap.
So when you cut it, like okay, when You scratch it. That aluminum is now open. If it gets wet, or even if it doesn't, the oxygen oxidizes the metal.
And you get rust.
With aluminum.
What about paint?
You don't even have to get
wet. You said it oxidizes humans. Right. What does that mean?
So, it does the same thing. Like...
What? I'm so confused. Wait, what?
It's this is too much to do this whole fucking...
Metal gets oxidized.
If you were driving in a car for 24 hours straight, where are you going?
Wait, where? How long?
24 hours straight. You're driving. Where are you driving?
Depends. If I start at one end of the U.S. and I'm pointing the opposite direction, I probably end up in the ocean.
No.
Are you saying within 24 hours or it has to be 24 hours?
You're driving for 24 hours.
I can't drive in a circle in the same city? Or is that
I mean,
okay
you can, but you got to do it for 24 hours.
Okay.
But so you have enough gas, like you don't have to stop?
No. Yes. Like, you do not have to stop.
Cruise control is about to be a wise motherfucker.
If I had to drive 24 hours.
Excuse me, a Tesla that drives itself. I don't know, I kind of want to say the Golden Gate.
I don't think it's 24 hours. I think that's a 72-hour drive.
I mean, regardless.
Or like, maybe it's 48 hours.
Regardless, like, yeah. I haven't even made the destination, so...
Yes, I mean, you head that way.
Saying? Like,
I'd probably drive to, like, Texas. Get some good old Texas home-cooked
Texas,
food.
Texas? I don't even think that's 24 hours, though.
I don't know.
I think it's, like,
18. Texas is a big state.
But that's fine. If it's 18 hours, then all I have to do is drive around for a while. But I can definitely make it to Texas somewhere in 24.
Texas is big, but it's not... The biggest state. Alaska's the biggest.
Yeah, Alaska's the
Texas
biggest.
The second biggest.
Yeah.
Right, but I mean, it's massive, but it's not like massive. Like, it's like not huge.
But if it's 18 hours from here, then all I gotta do is drive around for an extra like 4 hours bullshitting around.
Yeah, that's not a fucking problem.
That because I'd love to go get some food in Texas.
Let me see what Apple says. No, you won't.
Not in the winter.
Fucking bet.
I like winter. I like my snow. I like my cold.
I like cold. I don't like hot. I despise hot. But I still want to live in Texas.
Why?
Because I hate myself, apparently.
No, Texas
I just
has interesting
I really
culture,
like
though.
Texas.
So nine and a half hours to get to the closest corner of Texas.
So,
what?
My destination is 6 hours longer than 24 hours.
Where are you trying to go?
Banff, Canada.
Canada? I mean, if it's 6 hours, you get pretty fucking close.
It's so fucking pretty.
That lake is really pretty.
It is pretty.
Banff
what
National
about,
Park.
What about Maine?
Maine would be cool. There's a lot of cool places up in Maine.
Yeah, it's
not where Stephen King lives or something.
It's so foresty. It's pretty.
It'd be really pretty to go.
Sasquatch.
Especially not in the dead winter because you'd probably have a fucking snowed in, but right as winter's like coming or leaving, it's got to be so pretty. So pretty.
Yeah.
I just love looking out and just seeing a white sheet across everything. And then you just know you're going to touch it and it's going to be cold and you're not going to want to go out there.
My only problem with it is I know it's going to be on the roads and my tires are already shitty.
Yeah, same. A lot of editing doesn't post.
I'd go to...
Actually, not that much editing, honestly.
Whatever this park is in Canada.
Wow.
Gaspésisi?
How many hours away is it?
A day and 2 minutes.
Damn, you made it.
No, he's 2 minutes over.
By 2 minutes, though, I mean.
You can walk the other 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can just put that bitch in park.
Yeah, walk it. 2 minutes. You know? Plus, this motherfucker could probably drive fast enough, make up that 2 minutes. Easy.
Yeah, exactly.
How many Fast and Furious movies are there?
20. 300.
Probably like 15 at this fucking
there's
point.
There's nine, right?
I think there's nine.
I think there is.
I can fact check.
What would you call Fast and Furious 10? Fast 10, your seatbelts. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be here all night. All
right. On that note,
there's nine.
I'm about to hit this power button.
Don't do that. So, what are all these names? All the Fast and Furious names?
Fast and Furious 1, Fast and Furious 2, Fast and Furious 3,
Furious
Fast and
Furious tire,
4.
Fast and Furious clutch, Fast and Furious gas tank.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Fast and Furious hood.
Fast and Furious, let's paint this fucking
Fast
car.
Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. Then they just called it Fast and Furious.
Slow
for
and
four.
Meek.
They called Fast 5 for Fast. Then Fast and Furious 6.
Like Fast
Furious
6, Fast 7, Fast 8, Fast
the
9,
Fate
Fast 10.
Fate of the Furious. Fast
come
and Furious
fast.
Presents.
Fasting.
Come fast.
There are Fast and the Furious fans that listen to us, and they are raging right now.
Come fast, eat ass, bro.
I was trying to be polite and just name them all. You guys are out here being fucking crazy.
The only good one was like 1 and 2.
What?
There are more fans raging.
Like Tokyo Drift was a lot of fun to watch. I
mean,
I enjoyed that one.
I mean, like the ones that were like, I don't know, before
you probably like all the way up to like
going
five.
out of the spectrum of what it was originally about. It was about racing.
Even after those, like I enjoyed it.
Well, I'm not talking about
Vin Diesel grew
that part.
This
I'm talking
year,
about
right?
like running tanks and Lamborghinis on ice honestly, type shit. Like that shit's retarded. I'm not a big fan.
I
of
hate that.
That.
Makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah, it makes
Vin
me
Diesel
extreme,
with hair.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Nathaniel's got a question for us.
Okay, I've got a question for you. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen.
If you could visit one building, like one tourist attraction building.
Anywhere in the world?
Yeah. Devin.
Abu Dhabi. It's the tallest skyscraper in the world.
I was thinking about that, too.
And what was really interesting is when I was there, I actually, there was a clown that held the door open for me. I thought it was a really nice gesture. Thank you. Thank you.
For anybody who's going to try to fact check that, Devin has never been to Dubai.
Well, yeah, but Abu, I'm pretty sure. I'll double check that just to make sure. But you guys go ahead and answer.
Was it Auschwitz? Isn't that the...
Holy shit.
Or were they the Jewish?
Oh, you're fucked up. You're fucked up, man. I was thinking about that. I wanted to go to the tallest building in Dubai. I don't remember what it was called.
I'm an idiot.
It's Burj Khalifa. Abu Dhabi is the capital that it's.
I'm really trying to go with Nate.
All right. So not tallest, but just one building I can visit anywhere on Earth.
Mm-hmm. That's what you said.
That was the question.
That
you asked.
Was the question
that I
actually no. I want to visit Hitler's office.
Is that still around?
No.
Like, did they
continue.
Not destroy it?
Maybe grab that gun.
The sooner you answer, the sooner we can stop allowing Austin to talk.
My next comment's gonna be really bad. Right, so if you don't hurry up, like, we might get demonetized permanently.
I'm trying to go to Nintendo headquarters. Because that'd be cool. That'd be pretty lit.
Which branch?
The main one.
The main one.
So,
yeah.
There's different branches.
I'm aware.
Okay.
Jesse, what were you going to hit
that
us with?
Gun?
I had a question I was curious about.
If
two mind readers are reading each other's
mind
minds.
Mind readers?
I'm a mind reader. You're a mind reader. We're reading each other's minds. Whose mind are they actually reading?
The last, if you have two mind readers reading each other's minds.
Whose are they actually reading?
Just got to drown him out. Just keep talking. Shut the fuck up. Austin, stop. Stop.
This might be the first thoughts from the mothership. We have to take intermission.
So,
Austin, if two mind readers are reading each other's minds, whose mind are they actually reading at that point?
Can't you just ask like a normal
me
fucking
questions? He's retarded.
Didn't you have a question?
Yeah. Y'all have a whole lot of criticisms.
I just asked a question.
He did. That is fair.
All you gave me was a fucking city when I asked for a building.
It's not my fault. I'm dumb.
That was amazing.
I mean, I guess it kind of is, but.
Do you like pancakes, waffles, or do you like pancakes or waffles better?
Waffles.
Waffles.
French toast.
That
wasn't an option.
That was not an
option.
Fuck off.
I definitely like waffles better because they hold the syrup.
They hold the syrup. And
that
crunch.
I will say. Crunch. Like when you make.
Pancakes wouldn't be right.
There's two types of pancakes, right?
Crepes and pancakes.
No. Pancakes. There's two types, right?
Yeah.
You guys know that, right? There's the fluffy ones, and then there's like the crispy ones.
Yeah.
Watch your cord, bro. Dude, I love crispy pancakes. Like the ones that are like almost fried.
No.
Dude, what? You like fluffy pancakes better? Oh, you're wrong.
It's just weird to me to have a crunch to a pancake.
I like both, but I prefer waffles.
I mean, I'm going to take a waffle every time.
Yeah,
because it also holds the butter better.
The butter and the syrup, baby. It's so much better.
That's why I like fluffy.
Do you like pancakes?
No, but I like...
Yeah, we like pancakes.
Like,
do you
like
waffles?
Waffles?
Yeah, we like waffles.
But if
now
I had
do you
to have
like
a pancake, I'd choose fluffy because...
I do like French
you
toast.
Mix the butter and the syrup together, then it soaks up better into the fluffy
I like
pancake.
Putting. I like putting syrup in the batter.
I like pudding.
Huh. We know you like pudding. You like chocolate pudding.
It's good. And also butter.
You ever try to make a French toast with Captain?
Captain Crunch?
Stephanie doesn't know Captain Morgan.
Oh.
You add that into the batter. I've seen recipes about
it. Because it gives you that spicy vanilla taste.
Jessica makes some great French toast.
Yeah, so
love that shit.
Try it.
And she always makes like fruit compote to put on top. I love that shit.
Yeah, try it next time. It's actually really good. It gives you a spicy kind of
alcoholic pancake.
It gives you kind of like that spice vanilla taste to it. It's really good. Stephanie makes it at the lake for like hangover. Shit. Like, can we just demolish it?
I usually use nutmeg to do that, but I've never thought about I've never actually done
it's
it.
It's good.
Did I tell you the first sentence I ever spoke
Fuck
to Jessica?
You. don't make these stupid ass puns, bro. Oh my God. I quit. I don't even get paid for this, bro. I quit.
Said, damn, girl.
I quit.
Are you a pinata? Because I'm trying to hit that.
No.
On record, that was not the first thing he ever said to me.
What was it?
No.
Do you remember?
No. You trying to fuck?
Definitely not.
Hi, my name's Devin.
First thing I can remember.
Hi, my name's Devin. I'm now
probably
your boss.
Probably trying to question what kind of music you listen to.
I think the first thing you ever asked me was that your
What's your favorite music
genre?
You
got titties or what?
So what's your favorite music genre?
Alternative rock.
Decaf. We've already done this.
I'm asking it again to get us off that last conversation.
Decaf.
What, about mine and Jessica's relationship? Yeah, fuck us.
Rock music.
Okay, so.
It's a type of music. It's slowed down, bass boosted. You know,
so it's the shit you pump in your car.
Instead of 60 hertz, like hits where it goes pop, pop. You got fucking like 30 hertz fucking long bass tones.
Why? Why are you the way you are, Austin?
I am. Devin, what the fuck is up?
Why are you the way
He's got some stupid ass
pun. He does, I guarantee it.
What, do you get a house that smells bad? A basement.
Redacted.
Stop.
Redacted.
Ladies and gentlemen, next week we will be a lot better. I promise.
Devin's really tired.
Speaking of next week, we've actually got a very special guest coming on to the podcast.
Not me.
Yep, that's right. We're replacing Austin Davis, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get some good content up in here.
I love
dude,
it.
Dude, it's really cold over here. All that shade.
I'm a Dutch oven, bro. I give off body heat. Why don't you ask your mama?
Oh my God.
Yeah, she probably needs it.
I take my comment back.
Yeah. Next week, though, we are going to be bringing a guest onto Thoughts from the Mothership with us, and that will be one Eric Lynam.
Very first guest.
Sean, did we change that?
He's next week, 2 weeks from now. Next week.
Okay, I see.
Yes.
At the time of recording.
Yeah, yes. I just got my weeks all mixed up.
So, yeah, I'd be excited for that. Stay tuned for that. I think it's going to be really, really fun having him on here.
Yeah, it'll be really fun. I'm excited to start having guests on, too.
And, yeah, Jesse, I don't know if you know, but he specially requested you to be on the episode with him.
He did.
Me?
You.
Why?
Because he also wants you.
He's been listening to the podcast.
He's been listening to the podcast. He enjoys your content.
I'm surprised.
Yep, he specially requested you, along with, of course, the Sloppy Joes.
Yes.
Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe's.
I never heard anything about some Sloppy Joe's.
He said either Sloppy Joe's or cater some rallies.
We're not catering rallies.
Nope.
So Sloppy Joe's is
it. Sloppy Joe's.
Okay. At least that's easy to make.
Yep.
I didn't even
what
hear
do you
that
got?
Request.
I
do
just.
You, do you have
no,
a good question?
No. I just.
Nate, did you ever play poker with us?
No, I did not.
Boy, let me tell you, if I was an animal, I'd be a bluffalo.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for tuning in.
Yeah, we're going to cut it there.
And we will see you guys next week.
We're cutting it now.
Have a good night.
We're not cutting it. We're not cutting it. It's not happening.
I don't even know which one it is, bro.
I can add it in post.
That's not it.
It's not it. Austin, stop touching the $700 Roadcaster.
It's this one.
It's not.
It's this one.
It's not.
It's this one right here.
Stop pushing buttons. No one's allowed to touch it.
Jesus Christ.
That would be less than an hour episode.
That would be that's unacceptable.
That's right.
Yeah, we are better than this. Everybody get a grip. You guys have all been off the wall and on. Like,
I'm so sorry, everybody.
It's fuck you.
Eric, if you're listening, this is not true form for every week.
What do we need?
Ladies and gentlemen, we should probably take a quick break, get everyone a breather, get them some fresh air.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Thoughts from the Mothership.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Yeah, Devin's I want to start us off with...
Devin's going nuts.
What's today. The first word you think of right now?
First word, lemon.
Now.
Raven. Or mint.
I love that. That mint. Was amazing.
Just because I've been...
You said two different things. Your first word you said was lemon.
Lemon or mint?
I'm going to read some questions that Nathaniel has prepared for us. These were questions he sent to me for the Eric interview. But this is strictly from the section designated in general. Why are you such a bitch?
I like being a bitch.
That's an in general question. Why are you such a bitch?
Mama didn't raise me to be a bitch.
Yeah, why are you such a bitch?
Because I'm Mama awful.
What an in general question. Best meal you've ever had?
Oof.
Probably the first time I ever tried fish water from Sergio's. That was probably the best thing I've
ever had. It was like when... I was young. It was a snow day. I remember we were me, Stephanie, and then the whole family and a couple of their friends and shit. Our friends, we went to Cherokee. Went sledding. But for whatever reason, this fucking roast that she had in the crock pot was like, it literally just like melted in your mouth. And like, it's just a perfect one. She can never recreate that fucking like... That like, cause she just randomly throws some seasonings in there. She just does.
It's the best way to cook.
Just randomly throw some shit in there, just like she always does. And but for some reason, that muff, so good, like better than anything I've ever had, like kind of deal. But I don't know if it was just cause we were exhausted and hadn't really eaten anything. It's kind of like, you know, you go out on the lake or you go out at the, you know, to the beach or whatever, you're outside, and then like your parents make you a. They cut the sandwich in a triangle or something, you know, like a peanut butter sandwich or whatever.
Which is the correct way to cut a sandwich.
Yeah, and it just tastes so good. You're like, but whenever you make it.
It's not the same.
Exactly.
It's not the
same. Exactly.
Food tastes like, better when somebody else has made it. That's just a fact.
And especially if you're just worn out and you're hungry as fuck and you're just like, I don't care. And you're like, this is heaven. Like that's really.
Plus roast on a cold day.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think the next day we had some bomb-ass chili, too.
Like, yeah.
I think that was, like, the next week because we had another snow. Like, because it snowed again. Nathaniel. And we were off for another little bit.
What's the best meal you've ever
had? Whisper it. I want to say it was probably around 6 years ago or so. It was one of the first times you ever tried to get me drunk. It was, you and Austin continuously slipped shot after shot into my Dr. Pepper when Jesse had her back turned. But it was,
redacted.
There we go.
It was the, I don't know if you would consider them Hot Pockets. I would probably classify them more as calzones at that point.
Oh, those big ass
things. Shaped
yeah.
In
yeah.
The,
they yeah. were yeah.
Yeah.
That's before I really learned how to use dough.
And still though, the flavor was there. You nailed the flavor. And it, by the time I had them, I was a little up. I was just like tipsy. So I was like, you know what? It's fucking good.
Everything tastes better when you're slightly like on
intoxicated
that line.
On yeah. Anything. Mm-hmm.
Not crazy fucked up, but just a little bit. Yeah. It's just
when you've got that mind or that head change, you know, kind of deal. That's usually what I call it, a head change.
Best meal I've ever had definitely wasn't the actual meal itself, because I mean it was a good meal, but it was more
the experience.
Yeah. It was the bison burger I had on our wedding day, because it was literally a How I Met Your Mother moment, and
we tried to eat for like an hour and a half.
For like an hour. The burger was cold by the time I ate it. It was still the best fucking thing I've ever eaten in my entire life, because people kept pulling us aside to talk to us, you know, congratulate us and everything. We stepped outside to have a dance. About an hour later, we finally get to sit down and just fucking eat.
I remember even calling it out, too. I turned. I was like, Devin, are you going to fucking eat that?
Yeah. We're like, we were trying.
Yes.
For freaking hour.
I am going to eat that. I promise. And we had been drinking because we're celebrating. We're having a good time.
Right. You just got married.
Yeah. It was a great time. And yeah, no, it was the best. It was the best.
Good times.
Best experience in general that you ever had. Like the best day. Like what made that day like the best day?
Probably the first day we had with Nicholas at the house here, or back at the other apartment.
That was pretty cool.
We brought him back the first day.
Okay. Okay. Is that both your all's answers?
That's mine.
Which?
What about you, Nathaniel, while he thinks?
Yeah. Nathaniel, what's yours?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Austin, what about you?
Mine is the day I got Leia. Like, that's just...
That was the best day of your life?
Yeah, because that's just my dog.
What a dog guy. Yeah.
You love the fuck out of her.
Yeah, that's literally me. She is literally me. In every aspect.
Probably the day I got my dogs, my Siberian Huskies, fucked up kidney removed.
Cool.
Because, it was expensive, but that was something that I worked to get done, and I was able to get buy him more time in life because
of
it.
Cool, all right.
And that felt really nice.
Yeah. Good deeds.
Because you were working on that for a while, like a few months you were saving up just trying to get it done.
Yep, 6 months. It wasn't cheap.
Devin?
Surgery on animals is...
So she said something to do with the kids, so you can't say the kids.
Hers was spending time with her kid. Austin was spending time with his dog, and mine was saving a life.
Yeah. Buying my dog okay. for dumbass cheap, like fucking $100. Yeah, for two dogs. Like,
dude, I don't.
Oh yeah,
I don't have good experiences.
I have a lot, but like I don't know. I guess all right. I'll pick one from recent. How about that?
Yeah, okay.
Not probably my best day because I don't really know what that would be. But the first time I went to Sergio's, that was really cool.
Yeah, it opened up a whole new world for you.
Yeah.
Okay. And you started liking beer.
I did. I didn't like beer until I had beer at Sergio's, and it was amazing. Okay. So good.
Bro, he still has them killer onion rings.
He sells the killer feijoada.
All right, Devin, next question.
Best or worst gift you've been given on Christmas?
Christmas.
Best or worst?
That is the language of the question that I was given. Best or worst?
How about you, Devin? You start us off this time.
I got ammunition last year, which in and of itself is not a bad gift. I got a lot of things last year, but no one got me what I wanted. I just wanted socks. It's a simple request. It's usually something that a lot of people give adults.
I get a lot of socks.
I needed socks. I just go through
so many socks.
And no one got them from me. Shit, fuck, god damn it. Time for another shot.
I don't know why, but I go through so many socks. Like, because I don't know if it's because I wear my boots.
Because you're working all day and so wears the material out.
But I've talked to other people, like, but I don't go through socks like that. I buy the same socks like that everybody else buys, right? Just black. That's it. They're just black.
Hanes, like, baby.
Right. Just black ankle Hanes.
Crew.
And because I don't like my legs being restricted.
Yeah.
So that's what I get. And they just rub holes. And everybody's like, I don't have that issue. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I just run through and
I actually go for the athletic socks myself because those usually last a lot longer when running around.
I mean, yeah, but if you're doing a certain motion. Like, if you're bending...
On this week's episode of Thoughts
bending
from Mothership,
down,
we talk about socks.
Doing something, bending back up, like that motion right there in your heel and the ball of your foot, it's going to... And if you're twisting it all, it's going to wear it out regardless.
Yeah.
So...
Jessica, best or worst gift you've ever received on Christmas?
I think, thinking about it, it's kind of a combo, but it was more like within a 24-hour period. It was the year that you bought me some casserole dishes and a crock pot. And my mom and dad also bought me a set of casserole dishes and a crock pot. And I'm still so fucking happy that that happened because I used the shit out of every single one of them.
The worst gift I ever got on Christmas. I can't even remember when, but it happened twice.
You got the same thing twice?
Yes. So usually when me and my mother had a relationship, She would give me, like, you know, money or whatever. She would conjoin or put two gifts together, you know, Christmas and my birthday. And she'd just give it to me all on my birthday, right? She'd save up, you know, the what she would have spent there and...
Get you something bigger for your birthday.
Yeah. Right, like, okay, you want that, like, I don't know.
So you got the same thing twice out of this same scenario?
So, yeah, so I forget what I asked for. It was like... It wasn't even anything, like, crazy.
What'd you get?
I think it was like gas cards or something, right? I think I was like driving. I was in 16, 17.
But you were upset to get gas cards got, 2 times in a year?
No. That's what I wanted.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Devin. Right?
It was a good, yeah, so it was a good gift.
Yeah.
So that I wanted that, so that would have been, you know, I would have been satisfied.
But what did she give you?
She got me a fucking pack of white tees. Devin, like regular white tees, like they were small.
Devin?
What's up?
This year, what would you do if I got you a red flannel? Like a red
do
flannel,
it!
Like hoodie?
Okay, well, so it's really the only thing that I want.
red flannel.
The last couple of years, I've thought about, grandmother, you're very welcome for this conversation. the last couple of years, I've been thinking about switching up, maybe doing, you know, yellow or purple. But, you know, I don't think I could pull it off. So, yeah, red.
Red. Okay. How many years in a row did you get that?
Three.
Three? I thought it was like four or five.
Three, at least three.
It ended up being like maybe not in a row, but it ended up being over time. It's probably been about 10 years.
Finally, she asked me, she's like, hey, what do you want for Christmas? I just sent her a picture of a red flannel hoodie. And she was like, Devin, come on, be serious. I was like, you know what? You're right. Let's switch it up. Let's do purple. And she was like, no, seriously. I was like, yeah, you're right. I can't pull off purple. Can you send me a red one?
Did she get you some of flannel that year? I think she did.
Probably.
No, I don't think she did.
Oh, no. She didn't. But that was the year your mom gave us the blanket that was red.
Yes.
That was red plaid.
Which she did independently because she didn't know the story. It was so funny.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
It was really good.
I'm really hoping this year they get the boys matching red pledge.
So,
holy shit, that'd be so
probably it wasn't like a lasting gift, but probably one of the best ones that I got was these chocolates from Cellar Door, and they were Star Wars chocolates.
Oh, okay.
But the dark chocolate, I think I sent you the pictures of them. Like R2D2s and like the Millennium Falcons, the X-Wings, the, you know, all that shit. But yeah, they're wonderful.
What's the scariest thing you ever had happen to you?
When I was probably flipping the truck.
Yeah.
Mine was when I crashed our Saturn and essentially totaled the car. That scared the shit out of me.
The car ride to Shively Animal Clinic to put Sasha down, probably as well.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah. Nate?
Mine was, it's vivid. I blocked it out a little bit. Give me a second to remember.
When you got attacked by a dog?
No, that
did happen.
It did.
Permanent scars.
Yeah. Yeah. A few times.
I did have a couple times. I thought it was just that one time.
No. There was one time where I actually got attacked and it tried to actually kill me. Then there were the other times where Seth locked me outside with the asshole dog. Because he was
Puppers.
Fucking around.
You were like 3 or 4. He was like probably 10. Yeah.
One of the scariest moments for me, while you think of yours, try to remember yours anyway, was I don't know if you've listened to the John Metz interview.
I haven't yet. No. Earth. I'm not up to date on DTE yet.
It's that's fine. It was the time that me, you, and Jeremy, when we went with Shaggy and Stephanie to a 4th of July party, and that kid pulled a gun.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And luckily,
honestly probably one of them.
Yeah, luckily you knew the kid.
Bro, because that shit was pointed right at my eyeball.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, bro, what are we going to do? That's the only time I think I've ever been scared.
I told Christina that story, and she's like, I don't believe you. I was like, but just ask Devin. Ask Devin. That is legit.
We were like, because it was at a party. It was an adult party.
I think I've
we
told multiple people that, and they were like, no, I don't believe you. I'm like, bro, I think I was a sophomore.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm pretty sure.
To be fair, I mean, the kid could have had an airsoft gun that painted the tip orange. There's no real way to know.
I'm pretty sure that motherfucker was
real. I'm pretty sure also, but I mean, you know, memory's rough.
22 revolver.
Memory's rough.
Sure is what it was.
It was scary, though. Yeah. It was scary because there was... Luckily, you knew because I was like, I don't know what we're going to do here.
I was close enough that I could have done something, but I wouldn't have trusted myself because, you know, we're kids. We don't... And honestly, that's something out of, like, a movie, so...
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine was... I got woken up in the middle of the night with a pain in my chest on my left side. I got woken up, like, it was just pounding, it was hurting really,
has a baby in him.
Really, really bad, like, my heart was just burning, and it felt like sharp, excruciating pain, and it wound up getting so bad to the point I couldn't move, I couldn't blink, I couldn't breathe, like, I was just paralyzed in my bed, just tense as shit, I couldn't do anything. No, it wasn't sleep because I had the ability to move. It was it hurt so bad.
Right, where you didn't want to.
Yeah, I couldn't. I didn't want to move. I didn't want to breathe. I was holding my breath every chance I got.
Every chance you take.
You know how mom and dad are. If it's avoidable to go to a hospital, they will. After that happened, it was 5 a.m. I went upstairs. I woke them up. I said, we need to go as soon as we can. I went upstairs. I woke them up. I said, make an appointment. I want to go.
Damn. Did they ever find anything?
No. No, they did an MRI, a fucking ultrasound, and a X-ray. They couldn't find anything.
Do you remember if you were dreaming that night? It might have been like a panic attack or anxiety attack.
I was going to say, that's actually, that reminded me of the only other time that I've actually feared for my own life was when I had the first time I had an anxiety attack, and I thought I was having a heart attack.
And you know, I would classify as that, but
that shit can happen out of nowhere too. Yeah, like, but just for out of thin air, you wake up and you're just panicking for no reason.
Yeah, but at the time, it was also extremely common for me to get chest pains. It just wasn't this severe. Like, it's never woken me up and actually paralyzed me with pain. Because yeah, like it was to the point I couldn't move and I couldn't blink, and I was just sitting there, just tears running down my face. I couldn't even open my mouth.
You remember that time? It wasn't even Halloween. We were like, trick or treat, and that motherfucker was like, "What, you think it's a game, bro?" And like jumped like 6 feet in the air while he's pulling his pants up.
Yes, that was hilarious. So funny. But
we taunted them like 4 or 5 times that night. Like, we would run to the end of the street. And we like wave and scream and shit, and he'd hop in his car and fucking peel out, like try to get us. And like we'd make it inside the house, and they'd be like running down the road and shit trying to find us. But they couldn't find us because we were like already inside, like hop the fence, like running in the back door and shit. Or, you know, a couple people would run out, run in the front. And because I think we saw the chain link fence too, so it was easy to hop.
He was so
fucking drunk.
And drunk, and he. This is like the 7th time that we've appeared and just fucked with him. And he just jumps up in the air, pulls up his pants while saying, "You think this is a game?" It was the funniest shit. Yeah. We didn't stop talking about it for years. That is so funny that you brought that. I completely, that was lost in memory.
I think Paul said, "Fuck you, Brian. You're a pussy motherfucker." Yeah. Or said, "You pussy motherfuckers." And just started taken off towards the house.
Oh my God. You know, the shit you do when you're a teenager, just trying to piss people off.
He saw him getting this crazy. Oh shit. That's what Paul said. He's coming. It's a fuck. So I hopped the chain link fence to get in the back, and he just runs through the front door.
I've told this story a few times, but I don't think I've done it on the podcast. It's
hilarious. Oh, me and Paul, or me and someone else, I think it was Dorfie, would put ham in Chandler's shoes.
That was funny.
And honey in there, and we threw him in the backyard with Sasha, and he hopped in front of the garage. Because he was scared, like Sasha was like biting at his feet.
We're filming, I think it was Jackass Jr. 3, and we're at the church parking lot where the parking lot is a downhill.
Oh, yeah.
And
at the end
of the parking lot, it is an even bigger drop off.
Oh, you're talking about Paul?
Yes.
So
then we put a ramp at the end of it, and he's on his bike. And I'm like, all right, so here's what you need to do. There's also a creek at the bottom of this drop. So I'm like, here's what you need to do. You need to hit this as hard as you can, as fast as you can, and go over.
You got this?
The whole day, he had just showed up in brand new clothes, all white, right?
Brand new
clothes. He just came from the store. Yeah. And he was like, Devin, he pulled me aside.
Like, whole
he was
brand like, new outfit, like, two white shoes,
Devin,
white socks.
I don't care if I get hurt. Like, I don't care if I get hurt. That's funny. I just don't want to get dirty. It had just rained, so it's all muddy.
Like, poured piss. And like, I'm like all the angels are like, hey, hell yeah, fuck you. I just drank.
I looked at him, I was like, dude, you're not going to get dirty. Because you're going to make it.
we're like, Paul, you got this, Paul. You got this, bro.
As he's hitting the ramp, we're all screaming, you got this. He hits the ground, falls immediately.
Like, he's getting it. He's fucking pedaling. This man's going faster than I think I've ever seen him go. And it's one of those little kicker ramp, too. Like, it's a little, like, kicker plastic fucking piece of shit ramps you by for, like, $5 now at, like, Walmart. It moves, too, like, as he's going. Like, this ramp, like,
falls
fucking
directly
topples
in the creek.
Over. This man, yeah, he hits it. He's good. And then he just, like, fucking just lets his feet drop down, or his feet drop. and it just catches him, and he just curves and just drops the bikes on top of him.
He picks up the bike. We're filming it, and it's lost. Unfortunately, it's lost footage. So sad, but picks the bike up.
Paul, you all right?
Fuck you guys! And then just goes home.
Fuck you motherfuckers! Picks the bike up and just goes.
So fucking funny. Oh my God.
He's pissed. He's walking
away. He didn't
talk
to us for the rest of the day.
No, I think it was like for a solid couple days.
Yeah, and then he came out.
Yeah, yeah. It was. Jeez. We just showed up. We started beating on his door, I'm pretty sure. Shooting his windows with paint or airsoft guns.
Weirdest pet you've ever had and or wanted?
Frog.
Have you had a frog or did
yeah,
you
Yeah, I've had a frog. I forget what kind of frog it was.
We had a frog too. We had multiple frogs.
It was cool. I mean, it was a big ass. I think it was a toad, but it was all right. Kind of scared me a little bit.
Yeah, we had those little tree frogs.
Motherfucker jumped at me at one point.
You guys have had a bunch of weird animals, so what would be the weirdest animal that you've ever actually wanted? Reasonably,
I have...
No, just in general.
I have...
No, because he already said gorilla, and I'm not hearing that again.
I have strongly considered either, getting a scorpion or something.
No, I thought you said one that you've owned.
No, it's owned
or wanted.
So, if you did own something really fucking weird, but you don't really want pets in the future.
I've had two frogs and a turtle. Because I remember owning one of my grandparents when I was a kid.
You like turtles?
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
Turtles are great.
But they scorpion?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess the weirdest one.
That you would want, but within reason.
Come back to me on that.
Jessica.
The weirdest one I've ever wanted?
Like, what's within reason? Like, nothing that quote-unquote
is something you can actually get as a
silverback gorilla.
Something you can buy at a pet store?
Yeah, something you can actually get as a legal pet.
Not like a tiger. You can legally own a tiger.
Yeah, but...
Only in some states.
But not that.
Yeah.
But
be reasonable.
So just...
So less something okay. Something you could buy at any pet store in the United States.
Yeah, because I would want to go for.
It could go beyond that, but as long as it was.
Yeah, I would want to go for either.
You know what? It's not kind of. I want a sugar glider.
Sugar gliders are kind of weird.
Aaron used to have a sugar glider.
They're kind of weird, cool. but they're kind of cool. Like, but they're I'm afraid Leia would just one gulp it.
Yeah.
catch it midair, like she. But she eats. She swallowed a bee. And spit it back out. She burped it up and spit it out. Didn't get stung.
Lucky.
She swallowed an IV needle. An entire fucking needle. Didn't get fucked up. Spit it, or pooped it right out. Oh like, God. This dog is the luckiest motherfucker on the planet.
Jessica.
Even luckier than me. And I flip vehicles. I'm a walking just destruction path. Or oh path God. Of destruction.
Anyways. The weirdest animal. I've always wanted a turtle.
Is that weird, though?
It's not really weird.
I mean, we've owned frogs. We've owned lizards. We've owned fish.
What about
we've
a jellyfish?
You can't. I don't think you can own a jellyfish.
You can own a jellyfish. As long as it's not one that's, like, endangered.
The upkeep, anything in the water is awful.
You'd kill it. You should know best. Your dad tried to have a saltwater tank. It's ridiculous to keep up with.
Yeah, I mean, but as long as you, I mean, but you add, like, other things into it, then it just becomes really hard to maintain. But if you, like... If it gets
a jellyfish also has to have a specific style tank. It has to be a rounded tank.
Yeah, rounded.
It can't be like a square. It has to be. They make special ones for people who do own.
So wait, what was your answer though?
Yeah, because if it gets, it can get stuck.
I'd love to own a turtle. Yeah, not a snapping turtle, just a turtle. I think it'd be cool. Because again, we've seen frogs, we've seen lizards, birds, fish. Mm-hmm. We've never owned a cat, but I've seen enough cats.
That's not like.
I mean, for her it is.
I guess.
It'd also be pretty cool to own a fox.
I kind of want a chameleon, too.
Chameleons would be cool. Fox would be cool as long as... Because sometimes you can tame and sometimes you can't.
Yeah, foxes are mischievous as fuck, though.
Yeah.
Why don't you just get a ferret?
People have raccoons and stuff, too.
Those are cute. It's not bad to keep a possum around. They don't
possums
stink.
Also.
They don't stink, but they keep your ticks.
Were you the one that shared that video that I saw?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, possums are great. They've got so many extra benefits.
For me, it's
got
to be iguana.
And you can keep it around your house.
Iguana
would
be fun
too.
As hell.
I kept telling my mom, I was like, when I move out, I'm getting an iguana and I'm going to name him Rex. And they have leashes for iguanas.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not. And my dream was that I would get ripped because I was going into the Marines. And then I would own a Challenger, and I'd just hop out of my Challenger with Rex on a leash.
How would life be?
Honestly, I prefer this timeline better than that timeline, but it would be cool. It would be cool.
But in a different thing, you could always switch MOSs, and then you would also be like, at some point, you would have gotten like let's say you had your boys too, right?
If I could have lived that life and also still have the personal relationships I have now, I would absolutely choose that one.
Right, because like you could choose a path with some honor. But yeah,
I mean, I don't care about honor. No, it wasn't about that for me.
No, but it's you could see a little bit of the world. You can.
Yeah, at the same time. I don't know. I was on.
There's a bunch of benefits.
I was being self-destructive, and yeah, I looked, and Marines have the highest casualty rate, and that's the one I chose.
Well, that's why I chose the Navy or the Air Force.
Yeah.
I was going to choose before I got kidney stones.
At that point, I had already tried to kill myself a few times. So I was just, and I knew I couldn't. I couldn't actually do it myself. So I was like, well, I'll just have some motherfucker do it for me, I guess. But no, yeah, if I could do that timeline, be a Marine, have those experiences and all that stuff,
and Rex,
and a Challenger, and still have Jessica and the boys, I would absolutely choose that.
But so if you could have everything in the world, then yeah, you'd be set.
If I could choose my life,
designer life.
I mean, I would still choose.
Would you guys do designer babies? Because you know that's a thing now.
No.
Oh yeah, they can make babies.
Where they can change.
DNA and stuff. That's what I'm saying.
So if you want your kid to have blue eyes and blonde hair, you can do that. Or if you want to give them a DNA advantage on IQ and stuff like that.
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
You would? Would you?
No, I don't think so. Unless it's not your baby anymore.
Do you think that even if you guys did it, would you be morally against that happening in general?
No, that's someone's,
I'm not against it. I mean,
I don't think it would be necessarily bad for the kid, because if you're designing the kid, odds are you're going to make it where they would succeed at life. You're going to design them to succeed so you can succeed with them.
But then you've also got to think about a benefit or not a benefit most people don't think about. So if you've got this kid that is all about success and is always happy about succeeding, what if they don't succeed one time? Then they get really...
Yeah,
you've also got to think about their mental health too. Like, it's going to be weak.
So it's a technology called CRISPR, and what they're currently trying to do with it is actually for human trials. Anyway, they're trying to take out like the DNA sequences that allow things like autism
cancer
and stuff
and things like that.
Cancer's way more delicate.
But things of that nature.
So they're trying to stop basically
That's fine. No, yeah, that's different. But like, and the whole of making your kid, I don't know, being able to succeed better in sports.
Giving them the DNA.
The advantage of going professional and making millions of dollars.
Really, it's not that. It would just be like you're giving them a set of
skills.
Of DNA where if they chose to do it,
right.
It's not that they're physically enhanced, but their DNA would teach their muscles to grow better, bigger, faster.
So before it would take their enhancement out of hibernation, because at that point then it would be a physical enhancement.
Yeah, basically.
So
I guess
I would be morally against it.
I would for myself, yes. I wouldn't think it would be a good idea for humanity, but I mean it's your choice really. Like I'm not against it.
I think a big reason that I'm not morally against it is because
you've got people who are in bad situations.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in bad situations, and there will probably, with something like that, come a point in time where that's just an everyday thing. Where someone says, I want to have a kid that goes this direction.
I think it would be okay for a certain amount of time, right, to get these X or Y people, right? Y people are successful, X people are low class, like not really successful, right? To get them maybe out of that bend. Mm-hmm. Maybe into the middle class.
But you can design your own baby, but you still have to teach them. And so you can design a baby, but that's an argument against the fact
that you don't want to do it, because it's not that you're like choosing their life path. You're just giving them the equal ability that any other person would have.
Right.
That wouldn't be equal. You're giving them an enhanced possibility.
Not if everybody was doing it, though. And that would advance human civilization as a whole.
But it would start enhancing only the rich.
I think so, but then that would be...
I mean, it's a slippery slope no matter how you look at it.
Technology would be great for a long time. A long time for us, like, because, you know, we're young. We think 20 years is a long time, right? So
that's almost the entirety of my entire life.
Right, so...
For Nathaniel,
for
it
us,
is.
It feels like a
long... Almost to the day.
For us, it is a lifetime. It is a long time. But maybe after two generations, it turns into a, I don't know, maybe an iRobot kind of thing, or, you know what I'm saying? Like it just turns evil, and it things go south.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like...
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
My favorite alcoholic beverage?
I have a guess.
I mean, it's definitely not cream ale. It's not that...
No, that's not my guess. Ale. I mean, I might be wrong. I just know you cite this one specifically a lot.
It's not 151.
Austin's is Bud Light.
That's an ingredient.
It's not Caribou.
It's not Caribou. 151.
Caribou is very good. It is very good.
My favorite alcoholic beverage is a Bloody Mary.
Fact.
Probably Stephanie's spiked apple ciders.
Okay.
Because she makes them with like actual cinnamon sticks.
Is that the one where she serves warm like a hot toddy?
Yes.
That shit's delicious.
Yeah.
I do like that one.
And then the hot chocolate that you had.
Yes,
too.
And she does that one really
good
too.
The vanilla, she has like this, what is it, Bailey's? Bailey's and hot chocolate.
It's really good.
Very good, very good.
Nate, I know you have incredibly limited experiences, maybe a handful.
I kind of like some either a old-fashioned or even some just generic Jack and Coke.
Have I made you an old fashioned?
No, you have not made me one.
Oh, but somebody else has.
Yeah, I've had a few different styles.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah,
I like a good I like B Dub's LITs.
LITs are good for me. It's either like, the Manhattan or the old fashioned for sure. Probably old fashioned.
It's definitely LITs are definitely not a favorite of mine, but I just have to throw that out there, like because they throw a little bit more sweet lemonade in that motherfucker.
Yeah, but they still get you ripped.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Anyway, guys, thanks for joining us. This has been Thoughts from the Mothership for Gray Man Media. Don't forget, a new episode of Down to Earth airs this Wednesday, and we will see you next Monday for next week's episode. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.